Next is just briefly, it's a public infrastructure PKI. You've heard about it, and it's written a little bit in the book with the certification authority. So this is how usually it works, the structure of the certification authority. You have a certificate authority PKI server, and you have a verifier of the certificates. And then you have the applicant, that is Anna in this case, and you have somebody to verify. So what happens is that the applicant will apply for a certificate. And after applying for certificates, they'll verify whether this applicant, Lee in this case, is genuine. That's verify the figures that are in the fields, verify whether the is in this case, for instance, if Anna, whether the student of DSV, verify whether she's studying and so on. And now if Anna, in this case Lee is written Lee here, if Lee can generate her public key and private key, then he can generate the public and private key and send only the public key to the server and keep the private key. But if he cannot generate those public and private key, if he's not able, then the server, PKI server, will generate the public and private key and send the private key in a secure way. And then request a certificate for Lee. This, in this case, it will be Brown that will be requesting a certificate on behalf of Lee. And then the certificate will be issued. This is number four to Brown. And then Brown now will send the certificate to Lee. And now, for instance, when Lee wants to revoke the certificate, if somebody, for instance, has stolen the private key that corresponds to public key that is in the certificate for Lee, then Lee can tell Cheng, in this case the verifier, that okay, I want to have to revoke the certificate, I want to have a new certificate. So there will be a list of the certificates that are revoked. It's called a revocation list. A certificate revocation list is a list of those certificates that are revoked, those certificates that are no longer used. And then this copy will be also sent to the certificate PKI server. This is just briefly to explain how it works in the reality. Usually for the banks, for instance, you have Visa or MasterCard that are on the top. They issue certificates for every bank in countries, and then those banks, they issue certificate to the users or the members of the bank or the customers. And so this is some kind of hierarchy. So this is, you don't have to worry if you don't understand. This is just briefly to explain how it works in the reality. For those who want to know more about security, there are courses that you can study more. So this is just to give you some kind of inspiration to want to know more. This is what this system works in the banks already, and also in other companies.